Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Robert L. Dillenschneider, ladies and gentlemen, Bob, as he says we can call him, is here. He's a 21-plus year member of our Brain Trust. He's the chairman and the founder of the Dillenschneider Group. He's the author of so many important books on leadership. Decisions is about 23 practical advice from 23 men and women who shaped the world. A Time for Heroes, Power and Influence, Moses CEO, on and on. And folks, you don't often get a chance to listen to the wisdom of a global thinker, but you do right now. Bob Dillenschneider, welcome back.
Jim, it is absolutely spectacular to be on the show, and especially today. So Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. So, Bob, as you look out across the landscape, as a global thinker as you are, with the connections you have, the way you've tried to provide leadership, thought leadership to CEOs of all sizes, big businesses in your work, small businesses in our relationship, as you look out across the globe, what do you see?
Chaos. I think that we're probably in one of the most unsettled times in modern history. And it's that way because of the Chinese, because of the Russians, because of the pandemic, and because of Joe Biden. We've got serious problems out there. The Chinese want to take our birthright. The Russians are playing all kinds of games behind the scenes. And it's not good. I mean, almost every day we hear about a crisis that they say they didn't make happen, but they did.
Yeah.
Joe Biden wants to cut all of our compensation down while he takes care of everybody financially. So it's a tough time, Jim.
Well, it is. And sadly, it's really astonishing to me, as having lived a long life so far, Bob, it's astonishing to me that with all the wars we've gone through and all the misery that wars have caused and that aggression has caused, it's still astonishing to me that we haven't figured out that taking care of our own world, being true to our own cultures, our own governments, our own structures, and doing business with other people is a way to for everyone to prosper without me having to take you over. It's still astonishing to me, in the third decade of the 21st century, there are a handful of people in the world who are still turning us upside down. Are you astonished by that?
Stunned. Absolutely stunned. And, you know, we're in a situation that our birthright could be going away from us if we're not going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So we have to get up and stand up and do something.
Well, you're right about China. I mean, they've stated that, haven't they? China has stated that they want to take – they don't just want to be our biggest competitor. They don't want to just out-compete us, do they, Bob? It's bigger than that, isn't it?
They want everybody in the United States to eat Chinese food and like it.
And kowtow to their government.
That's exactly what's going on. These are bad people. And I think, you know, there are a few bad people. Most of the Chinese are pretty decent, by the way.
The Chinese
but
people
are at the top, or
the
not.
Government, the party.
That's correct. That's it. And, a few at the top are very, very difficult. The more I see of China, the more I see of the polls on China, things are getting worse by the day. The stealing of intellectual property rights, it's one thing after another. But it's going to stop sooner or later. We're going to stop it. I don't know quite how.
Well, and the thing is China's not even trying to hide it. I mean, their behavior with Hong Kong to violate a 50-year agreement 30 years early, is that's not even veiled, is it, that aggression? That's outright aggression.
Hong Kong is gone. Taipei is the next. And that's what they're doing. And so it's just a matter of time before they try to get theirs with us in a bigger way.
Do you think our government, our current, the Biden administration and the people in charge up there, do you think they have any they understand the gravity of how big of how much of a threat Taiwan is under right now?
I don't know. I hope to God they do. There's certainly a lot of people that know this and are reflecting on it, but whether or not Biden grasps it, I just don't know. I really don't. Tony Blinken, his Secretary of State, is a very smart guy.
Yeah.
And he probably gets it, but he's only one man. Henry Kissinger is still on the fence about China, saying,
wow,
we have to figure out a way to work with him.
Wow.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, see, and Russia, and you brought up Russia. Russia and China are two different problems, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They're at each other's throats. I mean, but Putin, his position is very simple. He can't bring Russia to a height that he wants to bring it to without creating discord in the West.
Right.
He's got to do it. That's what's going on.
And Americans need to understand that one of the things we can do, we can organically grassroots, we can prevent China and Russia. We can do our part to fight them in our homes, in our hands, by refusing to spend time on social media, getting mad at other Americans. If we turned the switch and all stopped getting mad at other Americans about anything on social media right now, wouldn't that be a great defeat of those guys? Because that's what they're doing.
It would be a terrific thing to do. I don't think we have the wherewithal to make it happen, but it would be a terrific thing to do. The young people in this country are starting to get the idea, and once they have it in their teeth, we're looking at 20 or 30 years of hostility. That's what we're looking at.
Well, the thing that we need to realize is we are in an existential moment. You alluded to this in the beginning. America is in an existential moment. History will look back on this if we can still write history in the future. It will look back on this as an existential pivot moment when America says, okay, are we going to fight people who are our stated enemies, or are we going to fight each other and just allow them to take us over? Isn't that where it is, Bob?
Jim, we are creating a chapter in the next history book. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily going to be a great chapter for us. Let's see what happens.
Dylan,
not going to be easy.
DylanSchneiderGroup.com, is that right, Bob?
Jim?
Dylan Schneider.
Go ahead. We're thrilled to be active on the Chinese issue.
And I know you are. Also. Folks, I encourage you to follow their work because I get reports from them all the time. DylanSchneiderGroup.com is a website. I'm going to take a quick break and come back. We're going to talk about the future of the American marketplace with Bob Dylan Schneider, one of the great thought leaders of our time. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.